Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I found this one easier than weeks past, but still difficult. I had my top three locked in, and the final two were tough. I had it down to six teams, two spots. You want me to start it off here with my number five?
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah, jump into it. Here we go.
Number five, the Detroit Lions. Mm. I couldn't leave the Lions off, even though they lost to the Eagles. I'm going based off not just what has happened. I think anybody can look at the stats and look at the point differential. It's a factor of everything, what has happened and what I believe will happen moving forward. And push comes to shove. And by the way, that game Sunday night came down to a horrific call anyway. So if the Lions win that game, then I definitively would have had them on my list over the Eagles. Hard to leave the Eagles off. They just continue to win. I know their defense is terrific. I don't have them on. I'm still going with Detroit. I believe that Detroit is going to be better in the long run, in the end of the postseason, than Philadelphia, so therefore Detroit is number five.
They've confounded me a lot this year. I've said that Detroit is not on my list here, and really the basis for that, just quick, on why I don't have Detroit in my top five, is they have lost too many of their measuring stick games. The games that were like, okay, let's tune in, let's see who the Lions are, they've lost too many, so I've got to penalize them for that. All right. Number five for me, let me get this out of the way. This guy's Broncos. Now he's tweeting, my Broncos this, and I love the Denver. Yeah, let me tell you why they're five, though. Now, I don't even think Kansas City's getting into the playoffs here. So how can I elevate a team that I've never had in my top five and throw them into a one spot or a two spot, which I think some people might think would be more commensurate with where they should reside, when I really don't, I haven't quite valued the Chiefs maybe the way others have. So one of the, and I respect Denver. They're obviously good. They're 9-2, man. And the big difference this year is that they're winning the tight ones. Last year, they were 1-6 in one score games. This year, they're 7-2. You know, Bo Nix, I'm not going to the edge of the earth with this guy, but I love their defense. I love their coach. I know he made big throws second half against Kansas City. I respect it. So I'm going to put him on the list, but right now they're five. They got to work their way up from there.
All right, number four for me, and this was a tough one as well. Because it's hard to not, the Eagles were my first team off. I just say that. So the Eagles are not on my list. I'm going with the 49ers. They're getting healthy.
Wow.
Purdy back. Yeah. So as I project ahead, I'd rather be ahead of this than reacting to it.
Okay.
I believe, now I still have the Rams higher on my list as I did consistently. I just think that they're a better team. But I think the Niners could be the second best team in the NFL. In the NFC. I don't believe the Eagles. I don't believe in anybody in the North. I certainly don't believe in the Bears or Packers. I believe in the Lions more so than anybody else in the North. But I believe in the Niners more so than them. I believe in the Niners more than the Seahawks. So process of elimination, getting healthy, we're able to sustain it. I love their head coach, love their quarterback. Their weapons are getting healthier as well. They have the pedigree. I think people are going to start to open their eyes up to the Niners. They're softer schedule the rest of the way. They can be one of the top teams in the NFC. I would, as a long shot right now, you probably have a good long shot with the Niners. I mean, dude, their schedule, they got the Panthers. They just beat up on the Cardinals. They got the Panthers, Browns, Titans at Indy, home versus the Bears, and they close out versus the Seahawks. That is a pretty – now, there's a couple of games in there that will be measuring sticks, but that's a pretty soft schedule for the Niners team who's getting healthier. I think they're going to be, when all said and done, one of the best teams in the league. Give me the 49ers, number four.
Okay, interesting way to look at it. I don't have the Niners. I did have them at various points early in the season. I'm going to have to – they got to show me a little bit more, but I hear you. Now, this one comes down to – and it's not necessarily a good thing, but – how much do you trust Sam Darnold? I mean, every time Sam Darnold, talking about the Lions measuring games, well, Darnold in the playoffs last year was awful. Obviously, did not go this well against the Rams last week with four picks. And listen, the Seattle defense was actually really good most of that game. They only gave up 7 points in the final 45 minutes. So I'm not about to abandon Seattle. They are 7-3. They lost to a team, and I'll get to the Rams later on my list here. I feel like the regular season version of Seattle, I've got a lot more faith in than the postseason version, so I might have to amend this or kind of flip things down the road. But I got Seattle number four. I think the NFC is definitively better than the AFC, so I've got to reward a team that's 7-3 in a good conference.
I have three NFC teams of my five, but the top two are in the AFC. To play furthermore on the Seahawks and the Niners, for the record, the Niners already beat Seattle in Seattle to open the season. They've beaten the Rams in Los Angeles the first time. They split those two games. So, I mean, the Niners have also already beaten some good teams.
Early
on
wins.
Or not, I mean, those are some impressive wins
there.
And as we said, we're getting healthier. So my number three team is the Rams. I think the Rams have been the best team start to finish throughout the NFC this year. I get everybody's going to say the Eagles and look at the Eagles' record. I still feel like something is off with Philadelphia. I know they continue to win. Maybe it's similar to what I thought about the Chiefs last year. I never truly fully believed in them, but yet all they did was win, and that's where we're at with Philadelphia. But as of now, I still think the Rams, you know, coach, quarterback, defense, all of it. I think the Rams are the best team, and just continue to go out there. They beat Seattle, that was a measuring stick game. So it was.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tight game, but still coming out on top of Seattle. Had they lost that, be a different story here. Maybe I have to put the Seahawks on my list and knock the Rams down a little bit, which would then probably have the Niners off it. But with their win over Seattle and the way they've played all year long, I think the Rams are the clear number three.
Okay, here's the team that... another team that's giving me some fits here, trying to figure out who they are. I'm going to show a little love to the Bills. As I say this, I feel like it's already too high. But, you know, that was one of the big games, one of the marquee games last week. Tampa, Baker, coach, you know, they know how to win. And Josh Allen was phenomenal. Now, listen, the Bills' defense has not stopped. Their run defense has been a problem all year. But they put up 44 points, and they didn't even have Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman. Obviously, that was a big story coming out of Buffalo this week. He was inactive here. You got a couple of the tough ones coming up. You got Houston. You got Pittsburgh. Got to go up to Foxborough to take on the first-place Patriots. So we will have a more, or at least I will, a more definitive feel for the Bills soon. I don't love this. I'm going to put them third, and I'm going to tell you, as I just did, don't love it, but they're three for me.
Yeah, I couldn't put them on there.
Yeah, they were, again,
I had a box of, as I'm writing these notes down, a box of six teams, and they were one I considered, along with the Ravens. Couldn't put the Ravens on there yet, and even though they beat the Browns, it wasn't impressive, and I can't trust them just yet. I want to believe in the Bills. I want to trust them. And it wasn't impressive. I just don't. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost tonight to the Texans. We're going to find out. I'll find out more. Well, we all will. But me personally, my belief in the Bills, if they can win this game on the road against a good defense tonight, I think that that changes maybe the perception, gets them back into being one of the best teams in a league. Right now, I can't. They're way too inconsistent. Number two, I got to go New England. I flip-flopped this week where last week I had the Pats as number one. This week, I'm going to go New England, number two. And it's, I mean, look, they're both tight, but the Patriots have just been so good all year long. Their quarterback's an MVP candidate. We know about the head coach. We know about the running backs and the defense that they have. So do I trust them to go through the AFC playoffs and get to the Super Bowl? No. But right now, I think New England is the second-best team. They've earned that based on their record, based on their performance, continuing to progress and get better each and every week, led by Drake May.
Okay, I dropped them from my list. They didn't look very good against the Jets. They're off. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Here I am. And I had them on my list two weeks before you did. So I know that they're good, but they are. And Drake May is going to be a star. And he might already be. Vrabel's really good. But they're a little deficient. And if the Jets had competent quarterback play, they could have lost that game. That was an unimpressive performance. Either way, I've got Philly number two. Now, if Philly didn't have a recent history, Super Bowl champs and a playoff lineage here, I would probably be saying, I can't trust this team.
Yeah.
Questionable coaching, too aggressive in spurts, the offense all disjointed and wacky, some infighting here. They're 8-2. They just beat the Lions. Now, I pointed this out last week, and he had a fumble, forced fumble, his first game, talking about Jalen Phillips, who was a very good a deadline acquisition by Howie Roseman. He had another really good game. So it's a team that knows how to win. The guy that they brought in to add to their talent base has been phenomenal, 2-for-2 so far. You know, I don't think they'll ever win where they're just bludgeoning people and suddenly A.J. Brown's smiling and everybody's happy. I don't think that that's going to happen, but until they start losing some more games, I got to show the champs some love. Number two, Philly.
Yeah, totally get it. I understand that. I don't have them on my list, like I said, but if they win this week against Dallas, I'm going to have no choice. I have to put them on there. I just don't believe in them, and I do believe in the Denver Broncos, as you know. My Broncos, we talked about this with Costos. I believed in the Broncos early on. I see them continuing to get better, even with injuries to J.K. Dobbins. Now he's going to be out. They still have plenty of backs that they could go with. They're led by a Super Bowl-winning head coach with a brilliant mind offensively. My only hesitation is Bo Nix, but even he has made big plays in key spots. So no team is perfect. Who's better than Denver definitively in the AFC? I asked you this weeks ago, and even more so now, you can't say it. I don't
trust. I was saying Kansas City when they got healthy. Conversation's done.
Well, I didn't
it's not the
have,
Bills, neither, definitively better.
Neither of us had the Chiefs. It doesn't mean that the Chiefs can't win in the playoffs there, but it's going to be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
If they do meet up, it's going to be in Denver, and I'll take my chance with the Broncos. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it now. What's today's date?
20th.
November 20th. Super Bowl prediction. Broncos, 49ers. Mark that down. That's my gut feel right now. Broncos 49. Yeah, no, I like
that
matchup too.
There you go.
But anyway, Denver's defense. Dude, their defense is legit. You saw it swarming the Chiefs all afternoon. The Colts, do you trust them? Chargers, no. Chiefs, Texans.
Patriots, you can't fully trust them yet.
No, Baltimore, I got you. Buffalo, I think Denver's tougher. And if all roads go through Denver, which they might. There's still work to be done here.
They might be the top seed when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I like my Broncos.
Riding those Denver Broncos. You got to get your Broncos jersey. Come on, man. Do you have one? You got enough jerseys there.
No, I don't want a Broncos jersey.
You know what, Owen? It's not really your team. You're just saying this because you're gloating a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. I'm rooting for them this year because I believed in them.
I know.
And you keep hating them. You've been
on their train for a while. All right. I got the Rams number one. Mm. You know, and the Eagles, who are number two for me, they're right there. The Rams for the top seed in the NFC. The Eagles, I think would still have that slightly, but they're both 8-2. Stafford's on pace for 40 touchdowns. I talked about one of the concerns about Seattle, where from their point of view, Sam Darnold threw four picks. Well, who forced him into four picks? The Rams did. And you talk about McVay, and they've got Shula, who very well could be the Giants' coach. I don't know. But they've got a really good coaching staff, and they run the hell out of it. The Rams are so good. I got the Rams number one at 8-2 on the seat.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.